Hey, this is Jason. Stick around after the end of OTA 97 for a special message from Chicken Jess. And now here's the podcast.
Well, how are we going to turn the music down? Oh, I got to come up over there and get over there?
No, it's all ready. You just turn this
volume. Oh, I can do that. I can turn it down on my phone.
Are we on the air?
No.
What? Is everybody eating but me, I guess, huh?
Ow. I just tripped over the chair.
This is a mess, isn't it? All right, I guess.
It is big. For you, that is big. See, what is it? Is that a medium?
I don't know what it is, but I have a black shirt under my thing I wear.
Oh, at the place?
So, yeah. But you won't see it.
No.
Tell me more about your shirt. Sorry. Oh, my God. You're chomping like a horse.
I haven't ate this morning. It's 10:30.
G-Rock, Greggy Greg.
No, so we were getting ready to go to a funeral yesterday, and I'm curling her hair, and I thought I dropped her earring down the sink, and so I leaned forward and laid the curling iron on her forehead.
Is this when you accidentally called me? What the hell was that all about?
I was looking for my phone and called your number.
Likely story.
No, and then?
And then I left, and I said, I told my brother, I said, hey, if Chick calls, tell him I'm sorry, I called the wrong number, I gotta go.
No,
gotta,
he goes,
go to the funeral.
I the phone answers.
Because I called from the home phone.
The phone. Oh, I didn't notice that part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the phone answered, and he goes, and it's Josh. And I go,
yeah.
He goes, hey, Chicky Chick. And I go, oh, hey, Josh. He goes, hey, nothing's wrong, man. Sis called your number by mistake.
Yeah.
I go, okay.
Yeah, because I did. But so I thought I dropped her earring down the sink, and I leaned forward, laid the curling iron
on my
daughter's head.
You know this, Greg. Those curling irons are dangerous.
And she starts to
cry.
Like, ah, no, she didn't cry.
Oh, really?
She didn't cry. But I was like, hey, this is a rite of passage. I was like, this is, you know,
that's one of the many.
Yeah, as a girl, that's what happens.
Yeah, they can take her away from me for that.
No, they can't.
Yeah, they can.
No, I think
CPS will be at the door. You burn your kid with a curling iron. That's standard.
I don't think CPS has my address, so I think we're okay.
Oh, they've got your address. Is that green tea?
Yeah. And then I put I put apple cider vinegar on the burn to take the burn out, to take the heat out. You do that with sunburns and stuff. And that's when she screamed.
I thought you did. You put butter. My mom used to put butter on mine.
Really?
Yeah, like real butter?
That traps the heat.
Or does that make it hotter?
You get a staph infection, yeah.
I think my mother just had it going on.
She knew all the things.
Butter?
But I put apple cider vinegar on everything. She tells everybody at the funeral dinner yesterday.
Josh Arnold puts butter on everything.
But she told everybody at the funeral. No, we're on the way to the funeral, and she goes, so everybody's going to say, what happened, Addie? And then I'm going to say, my mom hit me in the head with curling iron. And I was like, Addie, you can't say that. That's not what happened. It was an accident.
It seems to me that's what happened.
Yeah. And then she goes, and then I'm going to tell him that you put the vinegar on my face like you do on my mouth when I backtalk. I couldn't get her to stop backtalking, so I sprayed vinegar in her mouth one time.
We're going to have to cut a lot of this out. That's what I'm figuring.
Where's Jason Hoffsetz?
Check one. He's at that dumb meeting.
He went to the flipping meeting. And I'm supposed to run all this from over here, and I got a talking to the last. You missed the last podcast. Do you have an excuse?
I do.
What's
my
your
grandma
excuse?
Died. My grandma died.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear that.
Yep.
This is no way to start a podcast.
There's
no way to start anything.
She's probably the most. She's not even my grandma, but I don't have grandmas, so she was.
From what I've heard, she seems like a very level-headed.
Most amazing woman I ever knew. Hands down.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. How old was she?
76.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's young for a grandma.
It is, but
she had worked hard, right?
She beat cancer twice, and then this time it just kind of got her.
Well, and now here's Greg Warren to make us laugh. I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. I love this song. I loved it before. Now I love it even more because Bob's doing it. Thanks for downloading the Off the Air podcast. I'm your host, Chick McGee. That is Jess.
Hello.
Jason is in the bathroom.
He's pooping.
He's
pooping.
Looking down at the road,
crushing under my wheels.
Oh, that's nice. I've heard this.
Looking back at the years gone by, like so many summer.
This is from the Jackson Brown tribute album.
In 85, I was 17. Running up the one.
And that is Bob Schneider singing Running on Empty.
I don't know I'm running now. I'm just running on.
And then a bunch of other people start singing.
Running on.
Running on empty.
Running on.
Running by.
Just kind of a low.
Running into the sun.
Kind of a low energy. Yeah. Kind of a low energy podcast here, Greg.
Could you imagine if we were able to get Bob Schneider and Courtney J together?
Oh my goodness. Oh, that would be that would be something.
Yeah.
You like music, don't you, Greg?
Yeah, a fan. Yeah, I like Jackson Brown, actually.
You like Jackson Brown?
But Jackson Brown sing the song about roadies?
Yeah, basically about masturbation. Yeah.
No, that's Rosie. But Rosie, he also said...
that's Jackson Brown, though, and it's about roadies.
The Loadout Stay is on Running on Empty, too.
How's that song?
Before you come for my piano.
Yeah. My son's hung up on that song right now.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Jackson Brown's, right now, the tribute album, Lyle Lovett does Rosie.
Oh, yeah?
Paul Thorne does Doctor My Eyes, and it's badass.
Stop
it. Wow. What about the one that's on Fast Times?
Somebody's baby is not on The Pretender, and I know that you love Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but not everything, Greg.
But Jackson Brown did have a song, a famous song, in that movie.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes, he did. Maybe it might be
Somebody's Baby.
It might be his most popular song ever.
Really?
Maybe.
You think so?
Well, I don't know.
Have you guys found? I found this the other day. It's the. Hold on, let me find it.
Bob Seger sings about the road too.
The Rave On Buddy Holly tribute. The Black Keys, Modest Mouse, My Morning Jacket, Florence and the Machine, Paul McCartney, CeeLo, Kid Rock, all a tribute to Buddy Holly.
Is this on? You don't realize how short Buddy Holly was making music, how short a window. And I think it was like 2 or 3 years.
Oh, really?
And how many songs he?
You have your Buddy Holly glasses.
I do have looking my Buddy Holly.
He died in that plane crash, right?
Yeah.
That's one of our favorite, not our favorite, that's one of our most uncomfortable road stories that we've ever...
It wasn't uncomfortable. I almost threw
up. We told that on this podcast.
Yes, we did.
Tell it regularly.
Yeah, we sure did.
Bob Zany almost lost his mind.
I'm sorry, what's that name?
Oh, yeah. We're not familiar with that guy.
I haven't talked to Bob Zany in closing in on a year.
Yep.
Well, you got to fix that.
Or not.
Or do.
Here's the thing.
Phone works both ways, right?
That's what I'm telling. It's what I've told my kids
pettiness,
many times. You know, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you want to call your parents, see, because both my parents are dead.
Right. Mine are not.
Both your parents are alive.
Yeah.
Both alive. Saw them yesterday.
Yeah.
Now.
I called my dad Sunday and said, hey, what's that thing I'm supposed to sprinkle on top of the lasagna? And he said, fennel. And I said, love you, bye. And he said, you can call for more things other than fennel. And I said, I will next time. I'm busy. Bye.
See, because when my parents were alive, I guess I sought them out.
You did?
Yeah,
They didn't call you to check on you?
No.
How you doing, Chucky?
Hey, what's that all about?
I think that's the first time I've ever said that.
The first time? Well, no, you've called me Chucky before to try to make me laugh, and it didn't work then. So would you?
I don't know.
So I'm at a crossroads right now, being a parent and
having adult children.
And having adult children and questioning how good a parent I am.
Yeah.
And missing my own parents, not being able to ask them for advice.
Right.
Yeah.
And even when they were alive, it was more like a brother-sister thing because...
You were all the same age.
My mom was 17. My dad was 18 when I was born. So,
oh, wow. That's a different dynamic.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know.
That's
my buddy Grover Musser, his mom was like 16 when.
And I'm always been kind of an old soul.
Yeah, so you're probably more mature than that.
Because when I was 18.
Well, you've told that story before, too, when you realized that you were smarter than your parents.
Yeah, that's
like,
not.
Shit.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like having a superpower and not being able to. It's kind of like Bewitched.
I like that story you told me about when your dad was proud of you playing football. but didn't tell you, but he used to tell his
at work.
Oh, yeah, no, I would hear like secondhand that he would like, stand at the window and watch me
playing football. I like that story, man.
See, Greg's so good for the positive.
You are positive. How did you get so positive? I know you have negative feelings about people.
Oh, yeah. Not about people, about myself usually, but yeah.
Never really about people?
I'm sometimes about people, sure. But
a person.
In the time I realize, usually I realize.
Some comedians we can.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Have you buried that hatchet?
Yeah, I have. I mean, that was probably a little bit me overreacting. Yeah. It's for fun. I had to be bitter about somebody and I picked him, but yeah.
That's a good one to pick, though.
This is another good topic. Yeah, that is a good one to pick.
Because watching you for the last 5 years with your children, and your children are in their early 20s, and then your daughter's she's in her 30s. But I'm thinking of everything that how I talk to my kids and the things we do together is I'm preparing them because I want to have a relationship with them as adults.
Well, I do have relationships with all three of the kids.
And I don't want them to be shitty adults.
But they're all very different. Yeah. One of them is especially difficult as an adult. And
no, you say as an adult and you say it so you generalize it. But
Anybody
in their early 20s is an asshole. Hands down. You're an asshole. Unless you're going to school to be a priest, you're an asshole.
Sure.
That's just...
So it's just that they're
gonna pass.
There's probably some, guy that teaches priests right now that's just shaking his head. No, them too.
They're and I bet he listens
priest
to our podcast.
Or whatever. Yeah. Oh yeah.
No. The priest teacher. Yeah. We have several priest teachers who listen
to the seminary. Yeah.
To the Off the Air podcast. Thank you very much.
Priest teacher.
No, but it really gets. It's a whole different dynamic when they're older as opposed to
I can't imagine as soon as you think you've got this childhood rearing children down, they grow up and then you're like, fuck, I gotta learn how to do teenagers now, and then you're like, oh, now I gotta do adults. Yeah, it's,
but you see, but the thing that I'm learning and the positive spin that I'm putting on it in my brain is that I'm seeing my old behavior in them.
Oh my
in
God.
Full flower, and
but
it's just
everything that
just gorgeous. I mean, they're just like glorifying the way they are, and they don't understand why. It's not up to me to make you happy. You're an adult.
But
you're
if
a
someone
human being.
Came at you when you were that age.
Oh my
said,
God! Why are you doing
that?
This
yes.
to me?
Right.
Everything.
I never understood that sentence until like within the past 24 hours. The why are you doing this to me? I've said that in my life. I bet. I'm gonna say. And I'm not exaggerating. I've said that 50,000 times in my life.
And
different people. And I never knew why they looked back at me like
47,000. We just ran it. Jason ran the number.
Got it back from
47,000. Yeah, so you're pretty close.
The priest teacher did they?
The priest teachers took that. Yeah, but you can't. It's like that estimation here. You can't go over.
So no,
right.
But while I'm upset,
somebody guessed 45,000. They win because they went under.
Okay, you're right.
Sorry,
a little hard.
No, but why are you doing this?
While I'm upset at what's happened, I'm almost giddy to the point of finally understanding something in my character that was a negative that I didn't think was a negative that was probably my biggest negative. But now that I've seen it
isn't
in action
weird?
And used it against me, I'm going, oh my God!
But doesn't
how
that
did
make
I
you,
not get this?
Doesn't that make you empathize with that person?
No, because
I want them to figure
as,
it out.
Be as mature as he is right now.
Right now.
No, you
right.
got to empathize.
Yeah.
That's the one thing. My littlest brother, Devin, who's
he's like 13, isn't he?
No, he's 26, 27. But when he was like, when he was 20, maybe 19 or something, he lived with me right after college.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to do stuff that made me want to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
And I would just be about to the point when I was going to scream at him and I'd be like, oh, no. I remember doing mm-hmm. it. I remember doing exactly the same thing. And like, it's an awful thing to do. You have to be like, I can't yell at him.
Is mm-hmm. is it just age that you get to a point where you don't want to hear a solution. You don't want to hear how to get better. You just want to be engaged in the behavior that you're exhibiting. You know what I'm trying to say? Like if somebody says, help me, I'm on fire. Mm-hmm. And the other person goes, well, let's put you out. And they go, no, no.
No, no.
I'm enjoying this burn right now. I need to be on fire.
That's a little bit of...
It's a little extreme, I guess, but...
No, well, no, that's just women, though,
it's
right?
It's just that martyr. No, it's not.
Isn't that women? We're like, I don't want you to fix it.
No, 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 no. I think
it's
it might be.
I don't want you to fix
chick.
It. I just
it's
want
women
you to explain.
I think it's dames.
I've said that before. I've told him that before because he. Oh, I think in general most men are fixers, and I'll go. You know, I have this to do, and I got to get this done. And chick's like, well, I'll do this, and then you do this, and we'll meet up, and we'll fix it. And I was like, no. You just fucking listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't want you to do anything.
Yeah.
Just go. Just look at me and go. That sucks, babe.
That really sucks.
And that's all.
And that's all she wanted.
That's all I wanted. I don't want you to fix it. I'm gonna figure it out.
Batshit wacko.
Oh, you can't get batshit crazy out of her eyes. Look at him. Look at him.
You can't Photoshop that out. Nope.
That was your great line, wasn't it? You can't get batshit crazy out of a
No, photograph. I read that someone said that. That says you can Photoshop a zit off of a girl's face, but you can't get that batshit crazy out of
it
her
is
eye.
True.
It is very
it is
true.
True.
I don't know.
And
I
now
just...
with your new haircut, you can see your eyes more. Yeah. It's definitely there.
It's definitely there. It's all there. No, I was talking about. I just realized when you said that about having adult children, and I have small children, and then. I have a teenage sister, and then I have another sister that's in her early 20s that's getting married, and then I have a brother that just turned 30.
Right.
I have children
all
in
of them.
Every single age group right yep. now that you can have,
yep.
and I have been mothering all of them.
And will mother all of
Welcome,
them.
Welcome, right. Jason. We already started.
Yeah.
Hi, Greg.
How'd that poop go?
Yeah, whatever.
Hopefully your meeting was good.
Can I interrupt what's going on here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it cool? Big news. You're going to be at Chick. You're going to be asked to throw out the first pitch at an Indians game. I'm just preparing
Yay!
You now.
I can't throw.
We better start conditioning. You better call my brother.
I better start getting into it.
At Cleveland?
When will it be?
Indianapolis.
The Indianapolis Indians, baby. Oh. I got to get out to a game. I almost went out to the game last...
You had tickets.
Thursday.
I saw you get
tickets. But then I saw the forecast. It was like in... Dean called me and was like, we're going. And I'm like, hey, it's going to rain.
No, but then it turned out it was fine, right?
No, it didn't. It rained in the ninth inning. I was right, eventually.
You wouldn't have stayed that late.
I've got an Indians t-shirt that I know where it is, and I have an Indians hat.
Is that the AAA team?
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm reading this book about the minor leagues right now,
yeah.
And they're mentioned in it, actually.
No kidding.
It's the best minor league park in America.
Really?
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dayton's got a pretty good one.
Nope.
We pretty much have the three of the best sporting venues world.
Yeah.
Lucas Oil, and Baker's Life.
And
I hear someone yelling out there, the Natatorium also is
absolutely
incredible.
What's the Natatorium?
And even consider how old it is.
Yeah. That's world class. Yeah.
What's the Natatorium?
The Natatorium where they swim and
stuff.
IUPUI?
Yeah. Yeah. And then we have a pro hockey team.
Yes,
the Fuel.
That's a great
Andy
name.
Fuel. And we just got a new soccer team. Indy 11 soccer. Fucking Indianapolis is off the chain right now.
Yeah, it is.
This is the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chick, Saturday the 26th, I believe, is when.
Isn't this great?
They're when I want you to throw the first pitch.
May or April?
April.
Holy shit.
You're not going to have time to get it.
I can't get my fastball up to 90 by
now. You just got to get it there. You don't have to be on the rubber.
Should I throw a break?
Should I go break? 86, 80, 85.
Or throw a changeup because it looks like a fastball coming out of your hand, but the grip is different.
Good news is that they had Gunner throw the first one. And you get to
Gunner's not very – you don't have a good arm?
If only I could be somewhere to meet Gunner and get his autograph. That would be –
Gunner doesn't – he doesn't
– Hey, this is my podcast, okay?
Hey, everybody, you got to come out and you got to wear your OTA T-shirt,
yes,
and you gotta yell and scream and make sure there's way more people there to see Chick.
And maybe we'll have new OTA shirts there to sell. That would be fun.
Jason, screw something
10 days.
Up.
I don't know if we're allowed to do that.
No, we're gonna fucking do it.
What'd you say?
I said we're gonna fucking do it.
Oh, I got. That's what I thought you said.
Well, you better do it because you're always complaining that they back there don't ask Rob from Q.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
You do too.
Oh, I know him by
sight. Robin Soup, I call him.
But no.
Sales guy?
It's my new... there was a time when I worked here that we were owned by four different companies in, I'm going to say, 7 or 8 years.
Oh, less than that,
I bet.
Yeah.
But every head person, every general manager, every president of whatever corporation that was, I was on a string of not meeting them. and them not knowing who I was. And I
love
sure
the
hell out
of it. I'm sure they knew who you were.
No,
that's
I don't
great.
Think so. No.
Well, the current guy's basically the new
so
Marty.
So the current guy, yeah. But
there's no new Marty. Don't say that.
There's no new Marty. And I, under protest, I'm not meeting him.
You're not going to meet him?
I'm not meeting him. If I do, I won't shake his hand.
He's been in the same
you're gonna give
room
him the high
him
hat?
More than once.
Is he nice?
I'm going to give him the high hat.
Who's do we like him?
I don't know. I've never met him.
Yeah, he's a good
guy. Not my phone. It's the broads.
The skirt.
That's okay.
He's a good guy.
All right, if you say so. On your say so. He's no Marty, though.
Oh, gosh.
Do you guys hear feedback? Put that on. I hear talking. Listen, shh, be quiet.
Oh, okay.
Nobody hears any feedback.
I have another show going on in my ear.
Are you, how loud do
it
you
it might
have
just
them?
Be in your ear, though.
Oh, okay. It is. I mean, I can hear.
Or you're just hearing voices.
No, it's
how's the show?
I think it's JMV.
No, it's probably Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick, sorry.
Is a comedian on there? Is he killing?
He's so funny.
Yeah. That son of a
are
bitch.
Are you in town this weekend?
No.
What are you doing?
Louisville.
Dickhead.
Louisville.
When's this going to come out, Jason? Tomorrow?
No.
Is that the new comedy club?
I still have Tommy.
Yeah, the Derby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Derby?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Brown Derby on the east side? We just talked about this with
was
dog.
It in the shape of a hat?
No, Brown Derby is where Dog wrestled the bear.
Yes.
No,
he did?
That was after the Gold Rush.
But it was the Brown Derby before it was after
he
the
really
Gold Rush.
He really wrestled a bear?
It?
Yes. He wrestled a bear.
And you know what the big problem was wrestling the bear? Were protesters.
Really?
PETA. And we don't
that was
really,
back before PETA was cool.
We don't do this very often, but we would, maybe we should more often, but we would like to thank everybody for the reaction and
everybody was so
outpouring
excited to
of
hear.
Having a Mad Dog. Mad
love
dog
Mad Dog.
Oh, the dog was on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dog's a good guy, man.
It was just like Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin on the telethon.
Really?
Dog and I were in the same room together for the
you
first time
you didn't know if they were
going
to laugh or punch each other.
I don't know.
I think Dog still
had,
wants to punch me.
I
don't
know you guys had beef.
They
there's
did a
no
show
beef
together for a long time. There's no beef now, but can
there's
you
no
imagine
beef now.
You know how laid back Dog is and like social and you know how Chick is? And
well,
imagine,
that's why
imagine
it worked.
Chick 20 years ago.
That's why it worked. Yeah. Well,
it was you and Dog did a show?
Yeah.
Where was
I think
it?
I said to Dog, why are you doing this to me?
See,
why are you making me feel this
around
way?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm telling you. If I were a tree, I've grown 4 feet.
But don't you think, I think that is the one.
To bring you up to speed, Jason, thanks for being in a meeting and deciding.
Hey, I was taking the bullet for you, okay?
Yeah.
So what do? You go in there and you tell them, well, I'm speaking on Chick's behalf?
No. I'm just, my presence alleviates any worries.
Yeah.
Hey, man, no second.
Worries
no excuses.
About what?
There's just no excuses in radio.
You know,
or
let
podcasts.
Me. Let me.
You're here or you're not here.
Why is my voice doing like this? I'm going to say this on the podcast, and
say
this
it
is the last time I'm going to say it.
Say it.
And I hope you tell this to everyone
or they
who talks to me or who will listen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an adult. I'm a human being. Yes, in the past, I've been moody and awful and distant and angry and pissy. I own that, and I'm sorry. But I can't do anything about that. If anybody wants to ask me a question at any time,
hey, Chick,
I'm available. You shut the fuck up!
I'm sorry, man.
See how we did that?
You know what? You should go into the next Wednesday meeting and do that. And
no,
say exactly
I mean,
what you just said.
I mean, have I had problems?
He's
with,
always on it, man. He's always on it.
Have I had problems with people back there? Yes. Why? I don't know why I'm talking like Robert Evans, but I am.
Who's
why
Robert
am I?
Evans?
Am I talking like Robert Evans? You bet I am.
The kids. Hey, do that thing again. Let's do that. Let's do
the
it
restaurant.
Again.
The kid
dude,
stays dude, in the picture.
Dude, do your talk again.
Look, I want to tell you something right now. That I've misbehaved in the past. I've been moody. I've been distant. I've been awful. I've been short with people for no reason. But I want to tell you, everybody, right now, I'm approachable. People could come up to me and ask me a question.
Hey Chick, I was wondering if you could help me.
You shut the fuck up!
You know what?
See, this is what
like
Greg
that gentleman, he asked me a question.
This is what Greg does forever. He will do this 100 times. He would do this 100 times.
I would. It's only going to get funnier.
It's the Greg Warren.
And then the thing is, at some point, it's not going to be that funny.
No.
That's when you double down.
And do it again.
Do it again.
It's like the Greg Warren peekaboo. It's like a baby.
It
you
is
do it one time, and then they're like, do it again. Do it again.
Again.
Do it again.
Again.
Again. He is just like a toddler when it comes to it.
I forget what line line it was from what movie. We were in a car somewhere, and it might have been The Night in Oregon when you were driving, and Jess and I are in the back seat, and you almost
died
killed
that night.
You almost killed all of us.
I didn't know. It was the wind was blowing literally across the freeway. You guys
had,
were sleeping.
You had some line from a movie that we all laughed
Cannonball
at.
Cannonball Run.
And
I don't think it was Cannonball Run.
Yeah, it was.
Big Enos
and you said it. You said it like 8 times, and we're looking at each other like,
I say, if he fucking says that again.
Says it again. We laughed the first. I mean, we laughed the first 3 times. To be fair, I think
he is. And he won't. It's just like a baby.
He won't fucking stop.
No, it is.
No, is that what I have to do? Do I have to go back there and like be human and like stand in the middle of the salesman and go, look, I'm available?
Don't the salespeople are a whole different class?
I don't know anybody back there anymore,
and that's fine. You don't need to. But Rob, he said, I would have asked Chick if he were here.
Can we call him Rob the Nut?
No, it's Rob the Suit.
Oh, Rob the Suit.
He always wears
Rob the Nut.
We need a new Rob the Nut.
We need the old Rob the Nut's out.
Yeah. Can we not have him on the podcast?
No,
Rob the Nut?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't want that.
Really?
No.
Oh, I think it'd be great.
I can tell you a reason it wouldn't be
an
great.
Old friend of Chick's.
No, it's not for that. I give a shit, but
I do. That's nasty.
Well, yeah, there's that. Anyway.
Anyways.
How many times did you guys cuss before I got here, by the way?
Like fucking 400 fucking times.
Oh, yeah. We need to have a meeting because there is a part we need to cut out at the beginning.
He'll listen.
For you.
You turned it off.
I turned the mics off, then got up and turned the mics back on.
How about the part where Greg gets really loud and gets closer to the mic and drives me nuts? That part? Did you do something?
Nobody told me that.
Greg's
defense, had you known, you would have...
All you had to do is walk in here and say, hey, Greg, you want to back off the mic a little bit?
I've been telling you for years, actually, off the Bob and Tom show, because I edit you in there, and it's a nightmare. Yeah, but it's okay, Greg.
You know what, Jason? I'm an artist, and like, if there's things that... technically, there should be something you guys can do to compensate, you know? Because
Or you could be a professional.
You
want to
put the handcuffs on me? Fine. You know, put the handcuffs on me, but the show's going to suffer.
Because he'll tell a little story real quiet.
Hey, if Greg suffers, the work suffers. Okay, am I right?
Exactly, man.
You don't want that. You want him happy.
I'm happy to do it.
Have we brought up Pringles yet?
No.
I was just sitting here
thinking. No, you guys know I used to sell Pringles. I know. I don't know if you knew that.
I know. I had a can of Pringles Saturday.
What'd you have?
In Ashtabula, Ohio.
What'd you have?
I had the cheesy Pringles. Oh, the half can. You know how you get them in the
100
grams store?
It's 100 gram.
100 grams? How many calories? Like 300 calories?
I don't know. 330? That's a 100 gram package.
Oh, and you know what else I had? You know, I only allow myself.
Cheez-Ums is probably like the fourth or fifth best seller.
I don't like that one.
Milky Way ice cream bar.
Oh, that sounds good.
Have you put this in your mouth yet?
I don't eat dairy anymore, but yeah.
Can we have that be the title of the podcast? Have you put this in your mouth?
I like that. Was it good?
Greg Warren. Sure. Is that what I'm going to do?
Remember when they came out the Milky Way Dark?
Oh, I love that.
Great candy bar.
Great candy bar.
I used to bring my girlfriend in college. I used to bring her Milky Way Darks at work. That was a nice boyfriend.
You were a great boyfriend.
They had those back then.
Yeah, they did.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, yes, they did. That was in the late 80s, early 90s.
I really didn't think... I thought dark chocolate kind of...
Yeah, the last 10 years.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
You thought they invented dark chocolate?
I didn't. I knew they didn't invent it. I just knew that the popular candy bars jumped on the train.
The benefits of dark chocolate.
Recently.
Milky Way Dark came out in the late 80s.
Yeah.
I think they now call it Milky Way Midnight or something. Or if it's still around.
I think so. Yeah,
I've been out of the
true.
Candy business for a while. But
right. What's your favorite candy bar?
Oh.
You know, I went through a lot of phases, man.
Yeah.
I was zero for a long time.
Really?
You ever had the zero bar?
Never had a zero bar.
It's white on the inside, chocolate on the inside. It's the reverse. It's like, that was sort of
It's like the Oreo of candy bars.
What are you talking about? No, it's got nothing to do with an Oreo.
It's white chocolate on the inside, and then it's chocolate on the outside.
Isn't white chocolate, a zero bar is white chocolate?
Mm-hmm. On the outside.
On the outside.
Oh, I thought it was on the inside.
It's a reverse. It's
remember earlier I said I have never had one. I was just...
I know, so you're just
half listening to what you were saying. Yeah. I'm take 5 right now. Have you guys had a take 5?
I love the take 5.
Isn't they got like pretzels in it?
Pretzel
yes.
caramel?
No, take 5 has everything in it.
Yeah. Because I like a whatchamacallit too.
Whatchamacallit
was a good one.
$100,000 bar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they still around?
I think I bought 4 of those one time and put all 8 in my mouth, you know, because they come in two sections.
Oh, yeah. Those are great, man. A lot of caramel in that, isn't there?
Yeah, I like caramel.
Let me ask you this. Now, this is going to be, Jess, you would not have been familiar with this because it's an old one. There's a thing called the marathon bar at one time. It's sort of like two ropes intertwined with caramel.
I am familiar with that.
Look like one of those
leather belt.
It looked like a leather. It looked like a leather braided belt.
Yeah.
That's exactly
it was like a foot and a half long. It was huge.
Kind of like the Charleston shoe.
Cool. A lot like the Charleston shoe in length.
A length.
And it was a special thing that you could get.
Longer than the Toblerone, actually.
I don't like the Toblerone.
I've never had the Toblerone.
It's just a Swedish.
Is it in that triangular?
Triangular, yeah.
Break it off and shove it in your mouth.
Isn't it French?
I don't think it's French.
I think it's Swedish.
It's Swiss.
It's Swiss.
Why did I sell it in French Club in high school then?
Because you were in
French. Why would I sell a Swiss
because
candy bar?
Because you were in French Club in Bedford, Indiana, and they probably thought it was French.
Oh, really?
Do it.
This is foreign.
This is my city's named after a foreign city.
All I got to say is he always claims, I have my redneck back. I'm way more redneck than him.
Oh, can I tell you people about the performance Friday night, Tom comedy show?
Yeah.
Did you talk about this on the air?
On
the big show?
No.
What happened?
No, I didn't because I want to be clear and I can be more clear on the podcast. Right. I had a great time. They were very nice people. The affiliate people were great.
What town?
John and Tina. Erie. They were great.
Oh,
people.
Erie's great, man.
Great people.
I was just there.
That was our fastest sellout when I was on the tour.
And we did probably 750, I think.
Nice.
Right around there. But it just so happened that it was in the back of a trailer park. You had to go past this. You had to go past the trailer park and
get to the venue.
And get back to the venue. And you parked, and the venue was all the way at the back of the trailer park. But the venue was also in the middle of an amusement park. So there were a Tilt-A-Whirl and a Ferris wheel.
When you posted that picture, I just thought you had drove past like a mall.
No,
carnival.
It was chaos backstage, Erie, Pennsylvania. You looked out the window and there was a Tilt-A-Whirl. It wasn't on.
Don't you think that's like just like gouging trailer park people? Like just put a Tilt-A-Whirl right in the middle of their community.
You'd think they'd all run over there. Sure,
all their money goes to that.
And the venue was
cotton candy,
a BYOB.
Oh, it was?
They brought coolers.
So everybody bought a cooler.
It was like all of my
white trash roots. It was all on display. And I had a great time. But
I bet you did, man. Those people are fun.
They also had some other things in the coolers, though. I'm guessing that weren't alcohol, is what I'm trying to say.
Fireworks? What?
Yeah, I don't know. You could bring anything in a cooler. I don't think they were searching coolers.
Really?
Well, sure.
What do you mean?
Saying like dope?
Like some dope, man.
Meth?
Why do you think they call it dope, Greg? That's right.
Okay.
Can't smoke it in there.
So there's dopers in
Could
there?
Could you smoke in the venue?
No, you had to smoke outside. I did. This is, there was a guy there who said, I finally told him who I was, but later he told me that he was, a guy came up to me and said, there's a guy outside that's your biggest fan. He wants to meet you. So, uncharacteristically again, I walk outside.
You did?
You are making big changes.
And I'm walking.
This is not the Chick McGee I went on.
And he goes, hey, is Chick McGee here yet?
He didn't know it was you.
To me. This is my biggest fan. Yeah. So I immediately go, nope, I'm Doug from the stage crew. I got to go get a couple things. And I went and got I carry the banners now for the shows.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who's sponsoring the tour now? Keystone Light?
Mm-hmm. Keystone Light, yeah. Anyway, so I go out to the trunk, get the banners, walk back in, and I said, "You'll never." I told him the story, and I said, "Go get this guy." So he, came backstage, and
aww.
I didn't recognize. I haven't seen you in like, and that's another bone I have to pick with our friend PJ. He sent this picture of me. Have you seen this picture?
No, I can't. Not recently. I haven't seen it.
I got to be rocking 350 in this picture.
Really?
Where?
Yeah.
Were you ever 350?
During this picture. Yeah, it's not good.
Why did he send you a picture?
I don't know, but it's on the front page of the Erie newspaper, whatever
it is. Fantastic.
Are you sure PJ sent it?
That's what the guy said who worked in Erie. That's how he got it.
What?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, that could have been John Block who told me that. The guy from the promotion company.
Maybe you need to do a new photo shoot.
I keep telling the people who listen, maybe I should do a new photo shoot, but
you look like $1 million now.
I thought we were going to do one.
I'm sorry. What, Greg?
I think you look like $1 million. You look good, man.
Whatever. Thank you, Greg. Thank you very much.
He does. He's tan. He's fit.
$1 million.
You know? Jess, you look great, too. I like the new haircut.
Thanks, Greg.
And hello, Jason.
It's good to see you, Jason.
I'm doing great. That things are looking up for me, Greg.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do need to do a photo shoot. Should we have that meeting now?
Sure. Let's have it now, Chick.
Well, guys, I'm here. I mean, you
want to be at our photo shoot?
No, I mean, I don't want to.
You know how to run a camera?
No, I really don't want to do that, man. I mean, I'm the talent.
Uh-huh.
Hello? What's the last photo shoot? When's the last time you had a new headshot, Greg?
I know what it was. Can I tell the story?
Oh, this is the...
The cover of his... which album? Which
ill-fitting
album
jeans?
Yeah. That's where Split Sack came from.
You know what? You picked my last headshot.
I know I did. It was the cover. Which album is that?
One Star Wonder.
One Star Wonder.
I thought the title of that was Here's My Material Again.
Here's My Material Again, which I think is hilarious. I've never heard you say that, and I actually would have that. That's hilarious.
Here's more of my material again.
I'm going to do that.
Here's
maybe
some other material.
Here's some material. That's hilarious.
The recycle sign on it. You know.
Yeah. Oh, the recycle sign. Yeah. Yes.
You could be the green comic.
I don't like.
Or you could be on the back of a
trash
truck.
I don't like your cover.
I really like it. The new
you're,
one.
You're, I've seen the new you're one. Much better looking and more handsome than that cover.
Running out of time. I've been told that was that was way more handsome than I actually am.
What?
Yeah.
No, the cover of One Star Warrior. We were on the road when you got those, and you were like, "I need to figure out which."
Yeah,
one
you
I
picked
want.
It out. You just picked out the cover of, and that was my headshot for years.
Yeah.
Still is kind of that thing they use. That thing. But it's more like effects on it and stuff. I don't know.
But it's just you, and you're looking at your watch, and I don't know.
I like it.
It's your picture on it's the picture you have on your Twitter account.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it not there?
No, Tom took it back into the... He took it with him? Jason, Dean might have one in his
Highly
office.
Unlikely yeah. Tom took it with him.
I think he's listening to it right now, probably on the...
No,
on
actually,
the
he's walking around the hall.
He might have
just walked out.
Greg, is this you?
He might have wiped it. That's Jim Gaffigan. He might have wiped his ass with it, you think?
No, but we were on the road, and he had one where he is sitting on... It looks like he's sitting on a stoop. You know what I mean? Like sitting on a stoop, and his legs are apart, and he's got his elbows resting on his knees. And
it's the cool senior picture photo, kind of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like that. But I was like, Greg, the seam of your seam of your jeans is giving you you got the moose knuckle going. And so I called him Split Sack.
She called me Split Sack. Like, sure that it was going to catch on. She was like, hey, there's old Split Sack. Hey, Split Sack.
It didn't catch on. It didn't at all.
Let me see, Jess.
A lot of, what are you talking about?
This is very...
How long has this been out, Greg?
This reminds me of like a David and Goliath, like a, what's the movie? The Warrior, the 1,400.
Jason and the Argonauts?
No.
Oh, the 300.
300.
Yeah, what do you mean?
300 movie. Has it been animated?
Isn't that what it looks like?
Has that cover been enhanced by animation? That's what they did with 300. Yes or no?
I don't think so. I think there was probably some Photoshop going on, like a finish or something on there.
Nice lighting on
like
there.
A color?
It's got Timex on.
Yeah, I bought it the night before the photo.
A Timex?
Timex.
I paid $500 for a Timex.
Running out.
Is that Han?
That's Han.
That's hilarious.
Old guys, old Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were at that show. Well, no, we weren't at that show.
You guys were at the show the night before, Justin.
When I introduced Greg.
Yeah. When we surprised him?
That was in Columbus. Nope, this was at the Comedy Attic?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think he drove up. Yeah,
Jess was there.
Yeah,
I was there.
And I introduced Greg, and he didn't use my introduction. He used Christie's.
Shut up. Did he really?
Yeah, it's right on there.
The show that we got. Chick, by the way, had Saturday night and changed it to Friday night. And
I did because I...
You're doing a gig or something.
Doing a gig with the people I should have been doing a gig with.
And Christie did Saturday, and Saturday, first show. Was
Saturday,
the show
much better.
What we picked. It was just, I was better that night. It's a bigger, yeah.
All right.
That's better.
How many CDs is this for you?
You know how easily I could have edited Chicks into
that's what
that.
I said.
You know, we messed
I mean,
with doing
real
that.
Easy.
We wanted Chick at the beginning or Christie at the beginning, Chick at the end, or like that thing, but it just didn't sound right. And I kind of just defaulted to, you know what? We're not going to screw with that show at all. We're just going to, it was almost like the whole show without.
Well, at that show, to be fair, isn't that the show they dropped the glasses or something? Or was that the second show Friday night?
I can't remember. Something happened on that one. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's no mention of me in the liner notes.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
My
friend Chick McGee and Christy Lee took turns hosting that weekend. I traveled the country with them on the Bob and Tom comedy tour. We laughed a lot. Chick, do you happen to know anything about some people going around and saying, fuck Greg Warren?
Oh, that's from this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That, unlike Splitsack, that really kind of took off.
That did.
That's caught.
I'm a little jealous.
That's got a little traction.
That's got a little traction.
Fuck Greg Warren.
We got a couple of tweets, actually, when you are on the Bob and Tom show. Tweets to me. I didn't mention them, obviously, but... Hey, tell Greg Warren I said fuck you or something.
I saw him this morning.
That's not...
IKEA? What about IKEA?
Did a bit about IKEA.
Well, I was leading... That was my segue.
That was her segue into telling us about the IKEA bit.
This isn't the bit. This is
stuff.
Not a place for bits.
Do you need to stand up
chick,
and do it?
Chick on the show this morning.
I thought you would think it was funny. But I did.
What do you mean you think? I laughed hard.
No, but I've never heard somebody do that to me.
Even Tom hasn't done that to me.
Which I did that. You looked like I stepped on your dog or something.
What'd you do?
I was doing... And I didn't try to... It was at the end of the show, and it was during the...
Tom asked you about West Point.
I wasn't pitching bits. I was really just talking about West Point, and Tom sort of just... You could tell he wanted me to do a bit, and I'm like, I can't remember those bits. I stopped, and then I basically started to do one of my bits, and Chick like finished it for me. I was like...
You finished the whole thing?
Like, well, nobody
interrupted. Here's how it happened. Go ahead.
I was like, you know, a lot of stuff in the Army is not fun. The Army could take the fun out of anything.
Water slide.
The Army could. He completely, like, the worst thing. Like, here's some shit that he's done.
But I only did it. I only did it because I thought you would think it was hilarious.
I thought
he was really uncomfortable.
It was hilarious.
I think he believed that. I was like, oh, shit, chick's
fucked up. But they were hammering me the first, right out of the gate this morning.
I almost did the Gap stuff. I don't know what happened to the front there, but there was some folding of laundry. Yeah. I almost did.
It was amazing. Well, this morning, like the
But you know how many comedians I work with, or I don't know any of their material.
I appreciate
not a word, and I'm not gonna learn.
I know.
Okay.
It was very funny. Right. You know
that is funny.
But we opened the show with like I started to do a bit. Tom wanted me to do something, and then the phone rang. And then they cut me off like nine times. It was very funny. I laughed. I think if you go back to this morning, it was one of the hardest times I've ever laughed in this room.
I got the feeling you were upset when I yelled.
No,
water slide.
I was not upset, but I was just like, I can't believe you did that to me.
Yeah.
I go. I mean, it was like a two chick. You know?
A two chicky.
But yeah, but the thing earlier on when they were cutting me off, Chick cut me off on something, and I laughed uncontrollably for, you know, like really.
Mm-hmm.
That was
we still have fun.
Yeah.
Are we going to do the Vegas thing?
No, shut up.
This year?
What's wrong?
We were just talking to Tommy about it.
You guys were just talking, you know, because you guys don't do it. You guys always talk about it.
Yeah,
they
say they're
going to
do it, but they don't do it.
They do.
I don't
know
why these guys just sit around and talk about it all.
They do.
If nothing else, we're going to Cincinnati, Horseshoe Casino. Have you been to the Horseshoe Casino?
Is there a new one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Vegas. The only thing they don't have is a sports book, which is basically why we'd go to Vegas, so we could watch the NFL games or something.
Yeah.
You guys are going to get Clowney.
What's that?
The Rams. I think the Rams are going to get.
You think that...
I don't know who the Texans are going to take, but I don't think they're going to take Clowney.
It's not Clowney. It's going to be Johnny Football.
I think they're going to take Johnny Football.
Really? You think that's a good pick?
Johnny Football's a lot better than I thought he was from what I've seen of his workouts. I would think that he's better.
I mean, the marketing angle, he's from down there. He's...
Hey, Jess, what do you think?
Hey, McDonald's likes him.
I don't know anything about it. Who?
McDonald's.
Yeah. How did Johnny Manziel get into that club before LeBron James?
Well, aren't they in the same commercial?
No. But did he have one prior to? It's presented like LeBron's coming into the club, and Manziel's already there hanging out. Doing
that guy's going to do... Mark my words, he's going to fuck up.
Imagine him with money.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
extracurricular.
It's all going to go downhill. You can't give someone that much power and that much...
At that age?
Yeah, he doesn't... I don't know.
Yeah, if you don't
his
have
attitude,
it to begin with,
his attitude to begin with just blows.
Yeah,
his attitude's for shit.
It's for shit. Okay. It fucking sucks, is what I'm saying.
He's gonna show his ass. Is what he's gonna do.
Oh, Can I tell you how many times my mom and or dad
said, "Don't show your ass"?
We would go to my grandmother's and go, "Well, you really showed your ass, didn't you?"
My friend, always, I know it's my friend Toby Waller used to say, "Toby showed his ass." Toby, no, he's a, he's, he, Toby showed his ass.
It's Christmas. Ass.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's Christmas, and we were at your grandmother's for 10 minutes, and you were showing your ass.
Oh, no, that's what my mom will say.
I'm not kidding.
Show your ass again, and I'll whip
show
it.
Show your ass.
Show your ass again, and you're going to get a whipping. Mm-hmm. And whipping was another big
whooping?
One.
It's whooping. A whooping.
Whooping?
It whooping.
Oh, I got whooping. Whooping.
I didn't know whooping. Yeah, I got an ass beating is what it was.
Oh, man. That's, my mom beat the shit out of me once. Oh, hey, hi, are we on?
No, ours were always, it was always like, whenever our mom came after us, it was kind of like we were half giggling and half not, like, she's going to be so mad and this isn't going to hurt.
But in fairness.
And then she'll go, oh, right, okay, your dad's coming tomorrow, pick you up. And then you're fuck.
Let's not bring him into this.
No, all of a sudden, you become a negotiator.
Look, now, mother, I think if we sit down and calmly talk about this.
Why do we need to bring him in? You and I are human beings. We can talk. It's introducing a third party seems just like,
But then when we got old enough that we were able to say, my dad would be like, your mom called. And I'd be like, you know how she is. And he's like,
I was the oldest cousin, too. So I'd like fuck with my younger cousins, push them down or stuff. And they'd start crying and go, hey, everything's fine.
Calm down.
Hey, it's cool.
It's cool, man.
Oh, I hear that upstairs all the time where I'll be like, no, Addy. No. Don't tell mom.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
I completely remember
that. Oh, yeah, doing that. And you want me to get, I got candy in my room. You want to go over? I got candy. I got $5. I got $5.
I'll give you one of my presents, Christmas present. We can switch presents. Whatever you see that, I'm like, just don't tell anybody.
Fine, we'll give you that.
But it's that noise. It's like not even a word where you go, no.
I want chorizo and eggs. We'll give you chorizo and eggs. You want chorizo and eggs? We'll get you chorizo and eggs.
So, Greg, your little brother's getting married. Is that right?
My brother Devin's getting married. Yeah.
No way, really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Engaged to a nice person.
I bet she's super hot.
She's a very attractive girl.
Yeah. I've seen a picture of your brother. He's a cute kid. He's a good looking kid.
I mean, he's a kid. Was he 25?
Is that your little brother? This is a good looking kid.
It's a good looking kid.
Is her mom divorced? Could you like hook up? Or I mean, what's a,
I think maybe they are.
Her mom's divorced.
Yeah.
You know, your eyes still twinkle.
Is that right? I don't think they do, chick. I don't think they do. Nothing twinkles anymore.
Oh, don't say that.
Don't say that. Your wiener still works, though, right?
Well, yeah, it still works.
Yeah, that still works. You're on water through it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. See, when that stops, that's when you got to go, ooh.
Yeah, that is, I mean,
Yeah.
Well, I
everything.
Just, so yeah, got a website.
But you could meet. So you get to meet her. You could meet a girl at the wedding, though.
I guess I could.
You could. That would be exciting.
I don't know. It's been so long since I've gone to a wedding.
Was it? There's some.
That
there's
is the
some...
best thing about being a stand-up comic, man. You do not have to go
to
weddings.
Yeah,
you're out of town.
Yeah, my brother. I always knew I'd go to this one. And right. The only thing left that I'll go to is mine. Although this weekend, this Saturday, I'm going to my friend Paul's second wedding. I was in the first wedding.
Wait a minute. This Saturday?
Yeah. He lives in Cincinnati. He's one of my best friends from college.
Oh.
And it's only 2 hours from Louisville or an hour and a half from Louisville.
Yeah, it's not even that far.
And, you know, he said, hey, any chance, you know, you could come to my wedding? And I was like, instinctively, reflectively, no, I'm on the road. And then I was like, you know what? Yeah. I'm in Louisville.
So what time is it?
It's probably like noon or something or one, so I'll have to get up a little earlier than I'd like to, but get this.
I was going to say, you set records for sleep.
I like sleeping. Yeah. Check this, though. I called him. I'm like, all right, man. I was talking to him. I'm like, and yeah, I'm going to have to pack a suit, I'm on a month-long trip right now, so I'm like, I'm going to have to carry this suit around for 4 weeks. He's like, dude, it's my second wedding. No suits.
Oh.
Wear jeans. You wear shorts if you want. It's a second wedding.
Is it her second wedding?
I think it may be.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you I don't think it matters. With the bride before.
If it's a bride, it's her,
Well, I'm not buying a suit for this thing. This is right. What I'm got right now. This is what I'm wearing.
What if you meet a girl there and she wants to spend the rest of the weekend with you and she rides back with you to Louisville and you guys fall?
You would come
up.
See my show.
Yeah, yeah. You get to do the
plan. Come tonight. See my show.
And she gives you a hand job in the car on the way back to Louisville.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking assholes.
There you go. How about that?
Is that what you get excited about, Greg?
Hand jobs?
Really?
I just talk to a girl.
Hand blow.
Just talking to her?
Just go on a date.
Yeah, just go on a date? When's the last date you were on?
I don't want to talk about it.
Greg, do you want me to call some friends? I can start showing you pictures. Let's get on my Facebook and show me one
he's
you
all
like.
In, he's one of your friends who's kind of
hot. I met one of your friends. She's pretty hot, I think.
Yeah, she is. Do you want to talk to her?
Which one?
I don't want to say it.
Here, when we turn the microphones off?
No, is it the one that I met in Bloomington, I think?
Yeah.
The one in Bloomington was pretty hot, I think.
Yeah.
Wasn't she chick?
Do you know who that is?
When we recorded my CD, I think there was a
no,
chick.
No, hey.
Turn the mics
here,
off.
Here we go. All right, we're going to pause for, hold on.
Yeah.
Well, but isn't she?
No.
That's all done?
I don't know.
Wait a minute, you don't know? That's, no, I don't want that.
No, because she, whoever Jess is speaking about, they express the same interest, as far as I know.
Why is it just now coming around?
Because Greg,
because they fucking hate me.
No,
and they've been they're
trying to keep you down.
Yeah, they're
Greg?
Trying to keep a man down. That's Jason.
Yeah, Greg.
Yeah, not Buddy true. Smith did that to me, man.
Keep the
Buddy
man
Smith.
Down.
What happened to Buddy Smith?
Buddy Smith, my buddy from in college, in
his
high
name's
school.
Buddy.
His name's Buddy, but Buddy, he there's this girl that really liked me, and he didn't tell me just because he wanted to fuck me. He just, he wanted to
screw you.
Yeah. He wanted me to be
so
sad.
Did he sleep with her?
No, he didn't. No, she didn't.
He just wanted to mess your mind up.
He's like, no, man, I ain't telling you, Warren.
He wanted to block you.
Buddy was the guy. Did I ever tell you my friend Buddy?
No, but I think you're going to.
Well, this is just about like the water slide.
Yeah,
this
no kidding.
Is just like the water
you
slide.
You just water
man.
Slide the fuck out of him.
You fucking water slided
me.
It's
not a waterboard.
You fucking water slided me, man. So, I mean, I come into this show.
This shit podcast.
Shit show, and you're going to water slide me?
So who was it, Buddy?
How long we were on the road together?
20 years.
20 years, and you fucking water slide me?
I almost killed you, you almost killed me.
My family listens to this podcast.
So anyway, you and Buddy are what, playing cards?
No, Buddy is a black guy, and Buddy and I wrestled together at Mizzou, and from one of these projects... I was in advertising class, you know, so we had to do this like ad campaign and mine was for Jell-O, and you had to do like storyboards, which you like illustrate. And I can't draw for shit. And Buddy is a really good artist. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, hey, Buddy, man, can you do this? Can you illustrate these Jell-O things? I got you, Warren. I got you. You know? And I was like, okay, but let me explain. He's like, I got you, Warren. I know what to do. I'm like, okay. So, like, I go to meet him to get the illustrations, but like, right before the thing's due.
Right.
And I look at it, and he did. Like, he illustrated really good drawings for every one of my Jell-O commercials, every panel, except, I mean... Everybody in every one of my Jell-O commercials was black. he made everybody black and real black, like, and not doing black things. Like I had people in Jell-O, like racquetball, and he had like kind of like almost like thugged out, like, you know, and I'm like, Buddy, he's like, I'm like, what? He's like, what, Warren? Black people don't eat Jell-O. And it was like, I think he did it sort of mess with me, or that's just what he drew the best or whatever. Well, but I never could figure out the deal. But I took him into my advertising class, and my professor just looked at him like he couldn't say anything. But he's just like,
I'd give you an A.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, or I would have played the race card. I would have.
Oh, yeah, heck yeah.
What? What? Black people don't eat Jell-O? What? Yeah. Buddy Smith, man.
And yeah. Is Huey Baker a real person?
Huey Baker is a real person.
Is he still around?
He went after his sophomore year. He transferred and went to Kentucky. I think it was Henderson, Kentucky. He moved, and I think he came back one time years later. He was really fond of my dad, and he came back to visit, and it was real nice. But I haven't seen him since then, man. It's been 20 years, probably.
So he was aware that you did the Flute Man bit?
He is.
Him.
No, that was before I was a comedian.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I would have thought by now that, you know, like...
If he was out there, he would have heard about it, right?
Yeah. And what's she doing? Why is she drawing during the show?
He's doing it. She's doing an illustration.
Are you playing? Why are you drawing? I can hear you drawing while I'm telling my Jello story.
She's either drawing.
It's rude. It's rude.
I was just doodling.
It's rude.
Or I was just doodling.
No, it was
your iPhone.
No,
that's not doodling. You're making straight lines. Like
that's doodling.
You're like tic-tac-toe or something. No. You're playing. She's playing tic-tac-toe. I'm telling my Jello story.
I'm looking right at you, buddy.
I know, buddy.
I'm engaged. I'm invested in this.
She's fucking water sliding me, man. She's fucking water sliding me while
I'm doing. Want her to hook this up or not? We can hook this up. She can hook this up.
Yeah?
You want to?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Should we come to Louisville?
The hell is that all about?
Okay.
What noise is that?
I'll make some calls.
Give your friend what's for.
Give her what's for.
Did you just say give her what's for?
No.
You know what? She might need what's for. I don't know. That might be what needs to happen. Everybody needs a little what's for. A little.
I get a vote, I'm... Well, no.
What's your vote?
I got to trust my
buddy. Why you
chick?
Say no?
There's a lot going on there from what I've heard.
Yeah, there is.
Goof, like crazy?
No. No.
Not well.
No.
Well.
No.
When you say there's a lot going on there, there's a drama.
No.
Some crazy.
Hey, Jess, I didn't even see your flower pants. Those are nice.
You like my flower pants?
Wow. Look at that.
Thanks.
Oh. We're coming in with your flower pants and your new haircut, huh?
No. I'm all grown up, Greg.
That is some flower pants right there. Lots of flowers on those pants.
So, Greg, this is the second time in two podcasts I brought this person up, but do you miss Josh Arnold?
Yeah, man, he's like one of my best friends.
Yeah, well, they were buddies in St. Louis, and Greg moved off to New York.
Just left.
No, Josh is the only one left in St. Louis.
The only one left, man.
Essig moved. I heard that this morning.
Which is nice because I get to see Jeremy in New York, which is great. but Josh,
you just turned my mic off.
I had that one on to get you, and I turned it.
I honestly can say I miss Josh a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I like him.
He is like he's one of the funniest people I know.
Maybe I'll take my friend away from you and give her to Josh.
Fine. But he's like Chick, man. Like if you throw something out there, he's gonna pick it up. You know?
In a female? Oh, the female way.
No. If I say something, if I lead Josh into something silly,
gotcha.
Josh is going to be right there,
mm-hmm.
like every time. Tommy's like that too. Nikki Glazer's like that. They always, boom, they always get it. But Josh makes me laugh about as hard as anybody.
Have you met Joe List?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He was with
and
Tommy
a great
last week.
Guy,
we all went to Cheesecake Factory for lunch last
he's,
week.
He, that guy's he's one of my
he
favorite
was
people around.
Really funny, very funny.
Oh man,
I told him
he's
I said,
your guy, man.
He's one of the best first appearances ever. Well, I don't guess it was his first appearance, maybe his second.
But yeah, but
it was
Joe's hilarious,
and I heard his show. His stage
it was great,
amazing.
Oh, Joe,
really?
Joe's like
really funny.
Was he Tommy's feature?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really he's really funny, man. I see him in New York. He dates a friend of mine, actually.
You don't have any friends.
I have a friend.
It's nice that you see people on TV and call them your friends.
She's not on TV.
Is he dating Ellen? That's what. No. Is that what I heard?
I don't think he's dating Ellen.
Speaking of, we were this weekend of Ellen. My son said, you know what, Mom? If you put a tuxedo on with your new haircut, you'd look like Ellen.
And did you say, thank you, baby?
I did.
You
I
did?
Said, thank
Good.
You.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because he doesn't know. I don't mind looking like Ellen. I don't
she's
look
an attractive
like Ellen.
Woman.
I think she's very pretty.
Very attractive, but she's
Ellen
she's
DeGeneres?
In her 50s.
She's
yeah,
20 years older than you by far.
I don't like I don't like her hairdo on her.
Oh, you don't?
I like her. She has beautiful eyes.
Yes,
yeah,
she does.
Yeah.
Very.
Ellen's very very pretty.
I think she's very pretty too.
When do you introduce the idea of homosexuals and lesbians to children?
My kids are aware of it.
They are aware of it.
Mm-hmm, because we've been talking about...
Because they're gay.
Because they're gay, and I want them to know. Yes.
Greg?
What? Is that wrong?
First of all, I love not only does she love those kids, I love those kids.
I love those kids.
Secondly...
Well, there's nothing wrong... But that's why there's nothing wrong with being gay, chick.
No, and if they are, that's fine. I always say
we all know that being gay is a choice.
Right. When I talk to my children, I just always say your partner. Like if we're talking about later on in life, I always say your partner because I don't want to. I don't know what they are.
I'm teasing.
No, I don't know, but I've always done that. But they're aware of it because of everything that's going on in the media right now and passing the laws and all of that, and just letting them know that when they're like, "What's that about? Why?" You know. And we've been to the state house a couple of times, and I've taken them with me. And just, you know, we think that if you want to get married, you should be able to get married.
State house.
Just, you know.
A lot of gays.
It was a couple months ago.
It was a
lot of
while
gays
ago.
At the state house.
A lot of gays gaining it up.
Gaining it up down there at the state house. You know, if my mom, intolerant, right? There's tolerant, there's intolerant. My mother, if she had lived to be this long, with all the stuff that's going on with gay people would have killed her. She,
really?
Intolerant.
Oh, man. She was intolerant.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It's a different time.
And a different intelligence.
Well, I you know, but...
But what are you going to do? I learned stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I learned stuff by seeing the wrong stuff, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I say.
Yeah. I think we talked about it earlier. When I see, like, bad behavior... My first instinct is like, look at that. And then I have this like glitch inside of me like, oh no, you have exhibited. I don't always realize my bad behavior until I see it in somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's exactly what Chick was talking about today.
We're
think what I'm saying is though, that I think that's like, if you at that moment you say, and you have empathy for that person, I think that's like a good thing.
And I think parents are good. Parents and children will show you that.
What's that?
Parents and children will show you the things that you dislike in yourself the most. You know what I mean? Because obviously it's
like
all
your
connected.
Kids you see.
Yeah, when my kids do something, and I'm sure that there aren't any other ex-wives and mothers out there that can see their ex-spouse's finest qualities in their children and realize that they're not getting pissed off at their children, they're getting pissed off at their ex-husband.
Well, I didn't touch on that topic earlier, but that was a lot rolled into what happened to me recently.
Because you
end up not getting mad at that person, you end up getting mad at those qualities that you remember in their mother or father, and it just drives you up the fucking wall.
Oh, I bet you that's...
Because you do a lot of shorthand in your head, because you did shorthand when you were in that relationship. You wouldn't know this, Jason, because you're happily married and going to be happily married for your life. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard not to get caught up in that.
Oh man, I bet you that's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
you gotta be happy with yourself, Greg. Are you happy?
Do you guys meditate?
No. I am getting a lot better at it.
Okay, so you know,
I fall asleep
Deepak
now only
Chopra?
2 out of 5 days. I'm aware of Mr. Chopra. Yes.
Have you downloaded any of his stuff?
I have not.
You should download the one of Laws of Attraction, The Secret to Attracting Love. You should listen to it.
Why?
Because...
Greg, hey, straight up, Greg, do you have time for love? Seriously.
I thought you were hooking him up for love. That's what I thought.
No, I'm hooking him up for booty.
Well, that's fine.
Answer my question, Greg. You're a hardworking guy. You know, you're all
not,
in on...
Not really.
You're all in on comedy. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah, but I mean, if I met the right person, I think I would like to make a... you know?
You could carve out enough time?
Are you gay?
No.
You can tell us. You're among
It'd
people
be a
who
convenient
love you.
Excuse for my lack of, you know, it would be a convenient excuse at this point, but no.
It would not be a convenient excuse for your wardrobe.
What are you saying?
It's not gay enough.
Come on, boom. You look. Take a look at this, huh?
What is it?
Old school Brooks. What do you think?
Brooks, Puma?
I don't remember Brooks.
I think Brooks and Puma are the same. Were they owned by the same people?
I don't think so.
I've never seen old school Brooks like that.
Did you have to take your
shoe
off?
You put those back on.
That's not true. You don't care for these?
Damn, Greg.
No, those look cool.
Those are good. They're good. They're good for you.
He has like five different shades of blue
on
right now.
You see these shoes? I went shopping with Potasnik yesterday.
I haven't met that guy yet.
When's he moving in, by the way? Is he taking the front bedroom or the second one?
I think I'm going to see you guys at the state house next time I'm down there.
Hey, if loving him is right.
Those are Nikes, right?
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Which ones are they?
Midforce D or something.
Mm-hmm. Did he buy like 8 pairs of Jordans? And?
No, I think he was just fucking with the people at the finish line. He had like 10 pair of shoes going and didn't buy a pair.
Oh, that's bad.
You know that line you get to where, okay, I got to buy something because this guy's ready.
Yeah.
He didn't run back like eight
times.
And
he never did anything?
Never bought anything.
Really?
Man, my friend the possum used to do that at McDonald's when we were in the seventh grade.
The possum?
I saw possum this weekend. I hadn't seen him in years.
Possum because of, like, he looked like the possum?
Or was he asleep? Or
long actually, his name tail? Was Mark Poston, and we just sort of converted to the possum.
Oh.
And then he does have some possum, like, marsupial qualities.
only in his appearance.
Yeah, the possum used to go to the McDonald's, and when we thought it was cute, I guess, we were like 6th or 7th grade, and he would be like, I'll take an apple pie. No, I want a quarter pounder with fries. And I want an iced tea. No, scratch that. I want, and then he'd go through all that shit, and he'd go, I think I'm just going to get an ice cream cone. And they hated him.
And you thought that was...
Yeah, the possum.
That is funny, though.
The possum also used to go, you know, like Mrs. Fields Cookies in the mall.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
He would stand in front of the lady at Mrs. Fields Cookie, and he would just stare at her. And he'd do it for like 30 minutes.
No.
I swear, the possum also... he put starfish legs in the French fries and the cafeteria line.
Where did he get starfish? Oh,
we were dissecting starfish in biology class.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
We put starfish in there. He also, at Target, during Christmas time, you know, they used to have those red phones out there all over Target?
Yeah.
The possum figured out the code on the thing and announced on December 29th that Santa Claus had been killed in an accident.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you. I think of the possum.
You don't even call him possum. You call him the possum.
If the possum was at a club and you were at a club, I think I'd go see the
possum. Oh, the possum's way funnier than I am.
What's he doing right now?
Buddy Smith is way funnier than I am, yeah.
What's the possum do right now?
Lawyer.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah, really? Buddy Smith's a coach and a teacher. He's a golf coach and a wrestling coach. And like a teacher's aide or something, I think, yeah.
Where did I see you? I saw some picture of you on Twitter, somebody. Or was it your Twitter? You were somewhere with some wrestlers. Is that right?
Yeah. I was in Columbia, Missouri, where I went to college last week.
Mm-hmm.
And they happened to have the wrestling banquet on Friday.
So you even go to those wrestling banquets?
I went to that wrestling banquet and they...
Is it like a Hall of Fame thing? Yeah, like you remember that fraternity?
The mat of fame.
You're always welcome.
I'm always welcome with that program. Because I'll do stand up at the banquet. You know, I've done some stuff to raise money. Actually, this weekend, next Tuesday in Columbus, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing a fundraiser for Ohio State's wrestling program.
You should go, Chick. Yeah. You love Ohio State.
Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's we're raising
what
money.
What are you, 56? Fucking go.
We're raising money for the guys that are training for the Olympics that are headquartered in Columbus that are affiliated with the Ohio State.
I love Columbus.
Yeah, yeah.
And you love Ohio State.
I love the Ohio State University.
Yeah, man.
And you love wrestling. What?
Not so much.
No, you love Greg Warren.
I do love Greg Warren.
See, that's me trying to be nice to you.
It almost makes up for you water sliding me earlier.
Or drawing while he's talking.
Or
what else was he doing?
A little bit of everything. I do have a serious question, Greg.
God.
Oh, no.
No, seriously. Why do you guys do this? You act like I ask terrible questions. Oh, God.
I think you ask great questions, Jason.
Serious question. We had a comedian in here recently who was in New
Son
York.
Son of a bitch doing my act?
Yes.
They all are, Greg.
He was in New York, and he felt like he had to get out because he felt like he was getting in the rut of just going and doing showcases. I know you've been doing it for a couple years now. Do you feel like you've gotten in that rut and that you're kind of stuck there?
No. I mean, I think I know what you're talking about. But here's the thing. Even though I live in New York, it is equal time on the road doing hour-long headline sets and then back in New York doing 10-minute showcase-type sets. And I think that the two are good for each other. So it makes me appreciate the road way, way more. I'm happier. I like getting out and doing it. It's different. I was getting a little stale being in St. Louis. So, I mean, sometimes I think just being in my own head and being alone and being in New York that's bad. But it's made me a better stand-up comic. I know that.
Good.
Um, But I don't, you know, you just wonder. I'm starting to get to the age where you're like, man, am I seeing progress? I don't know how to mark progress other than I think I'm getting funnier. So,
yeah. I think you're getting
funnier. Who was this? Who's this whiny comic crying? Oh, like a baby?
They weren't whiny.
Who's crying like
I'm
a baby
not
gonna
say.
They're going to leave town or
I
whatever?
I don't remember who it was. Were they on the podcast?
He's doing just fine. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sure he was great. There's really funny comedians there.
Who the fuck was it?
Nate Bargatze.
Oh,
he's
Nate.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah. And but Nate, he said that and made me think of you.
No,
I'm Nate, like, I wonder if you felt the same
I
way.
I talked to Nate about that, but it's a different situation because I came up on the road. I was out on the road doing, you know, Nate started in the city and his whole time, that's all Nate knew was New York and
right.
Nate pounded it out and he's really funny, man.
Yeah.
He wanted to do something different. I mean, he told me something that he read in some article where it said like some big time show business guy was like, as soon as you're comfortable with something, that means you should get out and do something else.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, man? You're water sliding me.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks for coming in, Greg. Get out.
Okay.
I gotta go. I got a big plan. I get to go see Meryl Streep this afternoon. I'm gonna go to.
We heard she was in Bloomington. Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
You're going to Bloomington?
Going to Bloomington. I'm taking my daughter. She's
I thought it was just like a Meryl Streep thing.
Thanks for downloading the podcast. That was Greg Warren. Thank you, Greg.
I got some more stuff I want to say.
Thank you, Jess.
I got, there's this one time when I was.
Thank you, Jason. This is Paul
Thorne.
And then
me and my friend were at this, we were in the mall.
And then this
other guy was. And I was like, hey, man, what's going on? He's like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, no, really. What I'm good. Is anybody listening? You must help me if you can.
Doctor, my eye. You remember how I am into yoga now. Did you know that? You knew that.
I introduced you to yoga. I introduced you to your yoga instructor.
Right.
It's our good friend Meg that was on our podcast a couple of podcasts ago.
She's very nice, and for the first time ever, we're having an organized activity with the Off the Air podcast. It's an organized off-campus activity. Doesn't that sound fun?
Sounds so fun.
This is coming up Saturday, May 3rd, at Concept 7 Fitness in Zionsville.
And that's where you've been there. You go there on Saturdays for yoga.
Saturday mornings, I have yoga there, next Saturday, you can join us. Jess will be there, I'll be there, we'll all be yoga.
Yeah, it starts at 11 o'clock. It's from 11 to 2, and this will include a yoga class, downward dining, which is where you push all of your yoga mats together after yoga, and you dine together, and you talk, and it's just going to be so cool.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, and our friend Meg is going to do a couple of discussions regarding food as fuel and body image, and I think we'll close with a meditation, so it'll be fun.
I like that. That sounds like a good idea. If you'd like to sign up, go to mangofuel.co.
Correct.
That's mangofuel.co. Mangofuel.co. That's Meg's website.
That's Meg's website, and Chick and I will be there.
And you'll see the Off the Air logo as soon as you go to that website, and follow the instructions and sign up, and we'd love to see you there.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be swell?
That'll be so fun.
That would.